We know what you might be thinking. I have no plans for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. What could I possibly do?
Well, you're in luck. You can see your favorite local Tufts bands live on stage at 51 Winthrop.
Get ready to listen for the groovy tunes of Roman Barton Sherman, Chowder, Systemic Flow, Plum Island, and Toolbox.
So don't spend your Friday night alone. Come to 51 Winthrop at 7:30 on Friday, March 3rd, and get ready to rock. Be there or be square.
This is a students-only event.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hello.
Happy Sunday.
Wow.
Happy Sunday, Medford, and
Sunday.
Wherever else you may be listening.
Sunday.
Sunday fun day. Not
no,
fun day.
Not a fun day, guys. It's like definitely like the world-renowned like catch-up day.
Yeah.
But have I caught up today yet?
No. It's okay.
No.
It's okay. We'll do it.
It's I'm like stuck in like Thursday for some reason. Like
I had like no classes last week for some unexplainable reason.
Because it was Washington's birthday.
No, it was President
Yes.
Oh, is that Washington's birthday?
I swear.
I thought it was just a day for presidents.
Guys, listeners, please let me know. Like, go in DJ chat and tell me.
Wait,
if it was.
Is President's Day Washington? Then why don't we just call it Washington's birthday?
I don't know. I really don't know, but I thought that it was his birthday, and that's why.
I just thought it was, like, a day to honor president.
You know what? Sure. We'll go with that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Today,
Sunday, is Aaron's day.
It's my day. Actually, it's everyone's day. It's the community's day, guys. Guys, Sunday.
Yeah, should we get into it?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, give us the first song.
So the theme that I decided to go with today was sweet songs for Sunday and every other day too. Because every day should be like a Sunday.
Sure.
No, I mean just like... Okay.
Like a chill, like, WMFO type Sunday. Like, not like a I'm a college student with class tomorrow type Sunday.
No. Exactly. Like, it should be, every day should feel like a pillow.
Yeah.
Like, as in restful, as in let's get up late and make breakfast, as in let's ignore all our work.
And hole up in a radio station.
Exactly.
Sounds
so this
good.
Next song, I feel like you can't celebrate a Sunday without this woman. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to play it.
Who is she?
It's the legendary Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes.
With a wonderful, wonderful song, All of You.
Oh, so good.
Here we go.
Turn it up.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, for I love all of you. I'd love to gain control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, for I love all you.
You and me. one but
you and me.
Hello.
Hello.
That was Can I Call You Rose? These Sacred Souls.
And before that was You and Me by Penny and the Quarters.
Penny and the Quarters.
Fantastic. Erin's gonna share some cool things about them, but I want to say that mm-hmm. song I discovered has had a chokehold on me since I was 14. I was probably in 8th grade when I watch the movie Blue Valentine
Aww.
With Ryan Gosling and and not Rachel McAdams. No, I think it is Rachel McAdams. Anyway, that movie tore my heart out of my chest. Should not have watched it when I was 14. And that song is a love song between two people that has a lot of significance, and I just think that Penny and the Quarters should have made more music for years.
I agree. And here's their little, like, about section on Spotify, which is very informative. Sometime in 2005, a lone box of master tapes escaped an estate sale and made its way through a network of collectors, record dealers, and junkers into the hands of leading Ohio soul expert Dante Carfagna, who linked them to Columbus. And then blah, 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 blah. All this, it took endless series of phone calls and letters and two field trips into Columbus, and then one complete mystery wended its way into the final, like, collection. Mm-hmm. And it was You and Me, a simple but irrepressible demo credited only to Penny and the Quarters, was found tacked onto a mixed studio reel. Crazy. And then it went nuts.
Yeah.
It went insane.
Yeah.
It went off.
There's another artist that I really like that I'll keep, maybe I'll share next week.
Please.
I'll share that story. I'll talk about that next week. But it's not an uncommon thing, especially like in the 50s. There are a number of artists out there that have albums that were actually mixed and published after they released, mm-hmm. after they died. Mm-hmm. I low-key hope that happens to me. I die, boom. And then someone just releases all my art and my music that I was, like, too scared to release when I was alive.
And then you're just out there for the rest of eternity. Crazy.
Yeah, Penny and the Quarters. I think also we don't really know anything about the people that made, that make up Penny and the Quarters, but there are theories that they were in high school.
Ooh.
And which I think is really cool, but nothing like a good old mystery to make a song more interesting.
Only 19 tracks.
19.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy. That's like Neutral Milk Hotel, when they just drop like two albums that changed the course of music forever and then just disappeared.
Bruh.
And then came back like literally this year and was like, hey!
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys!
What's up?
Or like my Lord and Savior Frank Ocean, who's been keeping
Facts.
Sorry, I always find a way to bring it back to Frank
totally
Ocean.
Understand. Or just like hers. Oh my god.
Oh my god. That's brutal. That just hurts my heart.
But their music.
For those
still
of you
has,
that
like,
don't know, hers, their most popular song is Marcel.
Meow, meow. No, wait. Let me see if I can play it.
But they all died in a car crash.
Like this song.
A couple years ago.
You know?
Yeah. Every indie kid knows
this song. Exactly.
But so sad when artists are not there to witness how much their music is loved.
I totally agree.
And so you gotta love it a little harder. So.
I agree.
Yeah.
But anyways, while this is playing in the background and making me feel a little, I want to talk about the next song. It's called
My stepmom just texted me and said, let's be brave and release all your stuff while you're alive.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tanya.
Exactly.
I will be brave.
Hello.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, of course. So this next song, Love, it's Phyllis Dillon and her cover of Something. And TBH... Guys, I'm sorry. This is just superior to like anything ever in the world.
All right.
And I hope you understand. Yeah.
Valid.
See you on the other side.
See you on the other side.
His smile, he knows Something in the style he shows me. I don't wanna leave him now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me, will our love grow? I don't know. I don't know. You stick around, now it may show. I don't know. I don't know. Something
again. That was And I Love Her by Santo and Johnny from their album Adagio. And I just like it. I just feel like Amalia just said it made them feel like they were at a tiki bar on their solo vacation as like a middle-aged person just waiting to be seen.
And waiting for someone to buy me a drink.
Exactly. You ever just like
sway and like hope people are watching you sway?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
That's like my movie character complex.
Exactly. But I don't know. It's funny because at the same time, I totally feel the same. But in like a Sunday context where I finished my breakfast, I'm very full, I drank my coffee, but I'm not necessarily ready to move on. You feel
yeah.
me?
No, that's valid. Yeah, that's me. Valid.
That's me with this song.
You're playing some good tunes today.
Thank you.
Very much
Thank
needed.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna try and like, I don't know. I feel like we don't have good talking points today.
Hey, no, we do. We do.
Okay, we
trust.
Do.
Trust.
We're always able to pull something out of
we
our
can. Behinds.
But I was like trying to pull up. Like I just like looked up crazy facts about music, and the first two facts are Americans spend more than 4 hours a day listening to music, and Lose Yourself by Eminem is the first rap song to win an Oscar.
What?
I didn't know Eminem has won an Oscar, bro.
And then I actually like interpreted that as like a chocolate.
The green M&M, like, the green M&M's mixtape.
Exactly, that's what I interpreted it as. Anyways,
you know what? You know who's like has left the vicinity of my thoughts recently?
Who?
That I was just reminded of.
Who?
Logic.
Apparently, there's a kid at this school who looks exactly like Logic.
Oh, I've seen him. I've seen him everywhere. If anyone knows the name of this kid, there's someone on campus who looks exactly like Logic. Same glasses.
You're passionate about this.
Dude, it's crazy because the first time I saw him, I was like, is Logic on the Tufts
guys,
campus?
Guys, confirmed Logic goes to Tufts.
Confirmed Logic sighting.
Confirmed Logic goes to Tufts University.
I just think that dude is so funny. Like, I think he's...
Do we support Logic here? No.
I'm an anti-Logic.
Okay.
I'm an anti-Logicer.
I don't think we're Logic
but
supporters
But we're not
here.
Pro-Logic, no. But I just, like, think the people on the internet that talk about Logic, it's just really entertaining because people are hella pressed. People defend him still.
Whoa.
Anyways,
so true. We really forget, huh?
We really forget.
We really forget.
Yeah. Entire day of aftertaste dedicated to Logic.
Scary, guys.
Well,
scary.
Eminem has won an Oscar, in case you didn't know.
An Oscar?
Yeah.
He got an Oscar for...
Well, because there's an Oscar award for, like, soundtracks. Like,
wow.
Billie Eilish. Oh. Like, Billie Eilish got an Oscar for the song she did for James Bond.
Oh, understood.
And
understood.
Then, like, the Moana song. That
yes.
won an Oscar.
Got you. Lin-Manuel Miranda, another
Manuel?
Person.
Sorry.
Another person that I forgot about.
I know. Well, he's like, if Reddit was a person.
Exactly.
It's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Exactly.
All of my knowledge of U.S. history comes from Hamilton.
Exactly.
I
could rap.
I couldn't, and I'm proud of it. I'm so proud that I don't know any of the words to Hamilton.
Well,
I stand by that.
Well, then
there's
you
an
just
entire
had,
no.
You just had a dry middle school experience then, didn't
no,
you?
No, it was because my sister played them all the time.
Oh, okay,
everyone in my family knows.
Okay,
but
you're just a hater.
I'm
Next.
Not a hater because
Next.
I because I like Hamilton.
Okay,
I just have to say that. There's an entire generation of people that will be able to recite that musical from beginning to finish without missing an entire word. And where is that skill going to be useful in the future?
I mean...
History test?
Yeah, like A-Push? Why not?
Oh my god.
Guys, take A-Push.
Dude, everyone in our generation just slayed A-Push because Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Exactly.
We all got 4 on the AP test because
we need
of
a 5.
It.
Wait, is that
sorry,
a 4
I didn't,
or 5?
I didn't take any AP tests.
I don't
I'm drowning
know.
In prereqs.
This took a turn.
Anyway.
Suddenly we're talking about A-Push.
Okay, guys.
God. Anyways, moving on from Lin-Manuel Miranda and
You're
Logic.
Saying his name wrong.
What's his name?
Lin-Manuel.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I want to do of an impression. Oppression in... Whoa.
Oppression. Well, okay, let's just move on.
Okay,
guys,
okay.
Back to Sunday. Topic at hand, okay? Okay, Lin-Manuel Miranda is not part of the Sunday scheme, okay?
Scheme?
Agenda. Q? Agenda. He's not part of the agenda.
Aaron,
you know
you're
who
letting
is,
me down again.
You know
Sorry.
Who is part of the agenda, though? The zombies.
Oh my god, yes.
The zombies are so part of the agenda. And this next song, Bliss, She's Not There, from their album Begin Here.
Sway
Clicking
your
play.
Sway your body and enjoy the music. Yeah, turn off the mic, please.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
There's a song in my head, oh, a line that never stops playing. I'm not sure how it ends. I can't remember when I heard what you were saying. I'll make the best out of the worst. I'll make up half the should ever been, I've never heard, because it hurts to be on the outside looking in. Well, I do my best to listen, but I'm uncomfortable with too much silence. From the passenger seat, you said, what does that mean? I said, I'm learning to live with the violence, but I'm not the kind that wants to be. I don't wanna pretend that it's all
Miss Madison Cunningham has done it again. She has done it again.
That was beautiful. I never
song in my head. So good. Literally
gorgeous.
It's definitely a banger. I think the lyrics of the song. She goes off. There's a song in my head. Oh, a line that never stops swaying. I'm not sure how it ends. I can't remember when I heard what you were saying. I'll make the best out of the worst. I'll make up half the words and wear a t-shirt of a band I've never heard.
Oh.
Because it hurts to be on the outside looking in.
Are you someone who values the lyrics or the, like, mix melody of a song more? Or does it depend?
Personally, okay. I think this is a prime example because I feel like I value, like, I guess, the instrumentals.
Yeah.
Or anything really, and how I love paying attention to how it's mixed. I think that's so important.
You're like a trained musician, so you have an ear for those things.
Word, thanks.
Yeah, you really do.
But I think she's a really great example of someone who knows how all these components of like a song should come together.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my god, like for example, like. What sounds like the bass line in the song actually is just her playing the guitar tunes like down.
Ooh, interesting.
She's insane. Like the strings are basically coming off this guitar and she's just like, and I'm like, queen. I love
that. That's so cool. I love watching people play musical instruments in ways that are not inherently obvious to play that instrument. Mm-hmm. There's a lot you can do with a guitar to make it sound, especially I've been learning very slowly how to mix music, and it's cool to pitch correct a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So to make a guitar sound like a bass is really cool. And also if you turn it up like really really high, like I'll like play something and then I'll like pitch correct my guitar to make it sound like all like you know. It's a really fun thing to experiment with, but I think that you don't realize how hard it is to mix a song properly until you watch someone mix a song properly.
Facts.
And it's just, I think I honestly learned it from you and from my other musician friends of how to like
no, that's a pause.
Oh.
No, you're high-fiving me. Keep going.
Of how to identify just the production of a song, I guess. I don't
real,
know.
Real.
Real.
Exactly.
But that was a beautiful song.
I agree.
Lyrics were great.
Amen.
I don't know. I feel like I'm a mix of a, yeah. like, my friend was, like, saying that they don't like Phoebe Bridgers because the music is not very interesting, like, musically. And I was like, that's fair. And also, for me, it's about the lyrics. For me, it's about Phoebe's lyrics. Facts. And also, her... I can't even argue about this because I'm a Phoebe stan.
Yeah.
But
fact.
I found that, like, I agree that there's not a lot of variation in the way that she writes her songs, and yet her lyrics just beautiful. Overpower all of that for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
But I think that also goes just for, like, simplicity is also incredibly important. Like, yeah, you can have all these things going on, but it's just like... it's a lot, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, bad lyrics with a really well-produced and mixed song doesn't always make a good song.
Mm.
Just, like...
Facts.
Just, like, a well... Or, like, a song with good lyrics, but it's just really badly mixed and whatever doesn't also necessarily make a good song, but...
There's a spectrum.
Boom.
Boom. Any shmoo.
What else we got?
Moving on, I guess I forgot to like sort of announce that from this point on we're kind of like in like I'd say we're like in like the afternoon phase of like Sunday. We're like, okay, you left the table, you like washed the dishes, and now you're like low-key motivated to do something. So that was like your
that was like Sunday morning.
Yeah
a little Sunday morning pancake coffee.
Exactly.
Avoiding responsibilities. Exactly.
Yeah. So now we're kind of gonna go into like the yay, like let's go out and do something fun or just like maybe distract ourselves? Question mark. And this next song is the perfect song for that. It's called Better Distractions by Faye Webster from her album I Know I'm Funny, Haha. Literally me. Literally me.
Faye.
She didn't lie. I know I'm funny.
Faye.
Everyone laughed. Bye.
Don't you know that you're the only queen of this one horse town? You're the only one that meant a thing to me. You're still hanging around. You're still hanging around. I used to see you on the sidewalk, standing in your high tops, rolling in your pretty lungs with your cigarette smoke. It ain't keeping you young. My mouth, no, nothing came out. I used to see you on the sidewalk, standing in your high tops, rolling in your pretty lungs with your cigarette smoke. It ain't keeping you young. Touch me like you know me, baby. When you're lonely, kiss me on my open mouth.
A little PSA. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue in Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. You can also call 617-627-3518. Again, that's 617-627-3518.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Definitely go visit.
Love,
and I know
the art
it's galleries. Not in the art gallery right now, but the Tufts Asian American Center is currently having some art up in like the hallway leading up to the art gallery, if that makes sense. But anyways, definitely go visit. Very fun times. Yay. Okay, so End of the hour. So sad.
So sad.
I am so sad.
Mwah. Del Watergap. That song was High Tops by Del Watergap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of you.
I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. Aaron knows. Mm-hmm. Aaron and I, for those of you that don't know, Aaron and I lived together.
It was a fun time.
And in that span of living together, Aaron discovered many things about me. And one of those is that I'm a simp for Del Watergap.
Del Watergap.
One of the only cis white men that I have respect for. Anyway.
Anyways. Yeah, I was like thinking, like, you know, there's a point in a Sunday where you just get a little like, you know, and you just want to listen to like a sad little like love song. And Hot Tops is definitely one of those.
Del Watergap has great lyrics.
Wonderful lyrics.
Great lyrics. Yeah. He definitely like is giving like male manipulator musician.
And what about it?
I've seen him live so many times and definitely giving male manipulator, but
definitely.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's fine. Okay. It's okay.
It's fine. Sometimes that's...
For sure. For sure. Anyway.
Anyway.
So I guess this last one, I hold this last song with a, like, I don't know, a big heart. It makes me want to cry every time. I think this is, like, the quintessential, like, I'm, like, ready to, like, go to bed, but, like, I just want to listen to this one last song because it's so majestic and beautiful. And, guys, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to, like, annotate after, but, like, the trumpet goes crazy, okay?
Annotate.
You need to trust, okay?
I believe you.
Thank you. This is Pretty Thing by Stello.
Oh.
And, this is Aaron.
And what was my DJ name that we came up with?
Oh.
DJ Sweats a Lot?
Something like that. DJ Sweats a Lot or something.
It's happening again. Dude, this studio is 10,000 degrees.
Well, you're wearing a knit sweater. Okay, we gotta go.
It's also because we cooking up the heat.
We gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go. This is Aaron. DJ Aaron. DJ.
DJ Sweats a Lot. This has been Aftertaste. We hope you have the best Sunday ever. And we love you.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Bye! Hey, yo!
Sure make it awful hard for me to say. All my thoughts when you lean over onto me. So different names. I could play this off like it's a guessing game. Win all our competitions anyway. I say what I mean when I'm sawing at the sleeves, and I'm scared of the thought to be naked and clean. But I need to let you know. Let's stay in tonight. I could call you princess if that's what you like. I could be your Joel if you'll be Clementine. I say what it means when I'm sawing at the sleeves, and I'm scared of the thought.